No, it's because the Democrats are supporting Iran, because literally they hate Trump more than they love the country. I mean,
No. I hate Trump because I love the country. I hate this administration because I see a better America in the future that Trump is pulling us away from.
Peace is not easy when you have a belligerent country
like Israel
and a belligerent leadership like the Israel. Islamic Republic of...
He accidentally said Israel. All right, this is going to be quite the video, and I refuse to stop sounding the alarm on this issue. Today marks the 100-day mark since Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu launched joint coordinated strikes against the country of Iran, claiming a few things. Number one, that this would last 4 to 6 weeks. Number two, that we would get all of our political objectives. And number three, that it wouldn't cost the U.S. taxpayer basically anything because the two countries were going to work together. Guess what? All of those were complete lies. That four-week timeline has now stretched to 100 days. 4 weeks is about 28 days. We have tripled, almost quadrupled that. And guess what? We have zero political concessions from the country of Iran. Nothing regarding nukes, nothing regarding human rights concessions or regime change, none of that. In fact, they have more control over the Strait of Hormuz than they had before, and they likely will have even more control 100 days from now. On top of all of that, it has caused death and destruction, and it has cost the American taxpayer so much money. The conservative estimate right now is that we have spent $100 billion on this war. And again, that's estimates on the lower end. That's already about $800 per American family. That's already enough to fund healthcare or college or so many services for Americans that deserve it. But no, why don't we just kill hundreds of schoolgirls in our opening salvo and then not get any political concessions in the next 100 days? Now, this is going to be quite a unique video because we've talked a lot about Iran. We've given daily updates about this war, but I kind of just want to walk through the high-level problems with what's going on and why the Republican Party's weakness has led us to this position. Don't get it wrong. Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump are two cynical actors who got us into this war, but the entire Republican Party also has agency in this. The entire Republican Party has repeatedly shot down the very War Powers resolutions that would rein in Donald Trump. The War Powers resolution says that 60 days after a war is started, you need congressional authorization to continue that war. On the 60-day mark of this war, Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump came out and declared that the war is over. We've actually won, and we're moving on to a new phase of the war. So their strategy is essentially to just rename the war every 60 days, therefore kind of conceding that we're losing every single time. Because think about it. If we had to terminate the original war after 60 days and we have zero concessions from them, then that is a failed war. That is by definition a failed war.
The reality is what the president is saying is incongruent with what's happening on the ground, and that's the scary part here. There are two separate conversations that are happening when we're doing these debates. There's a conversation that you guys are having, which is just whatever the administration says on any given day. One day we've won, the next day there's negotiations, the next day we've won again, but there's the actual on-the-ground reality that we are mobilizing thousands of troops to the Middle East. We are asking for $200 billion for this war, and I don't know, what are we getting for this? 86-year-old Khamenei was replaced with his 30-year younger son, who's more radical, more extreme, is purging moderates. Can anyone tell me what we've gotten for this?
So, 5 days ago, on June 3rd, the House finally passed a War Powers resolution that was met with a bunch of cheers in Congress. This video is from June 3rd.
On this vote, the yeas are 215 and the nays are 208. The concurrent resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Those are genuine cheers from basically all Democrats and maybe like three Republicans, Thomas Massey and a few others. But all of the Democrats have been working very hard to try to rein in the war powers of the president. Again, there is a 60-day deadline. And on that 60-day mark, Pete Hegseth declared the war is over, the hostilities have ended. We know that's not true because last night the war sparked to its largest point since April with Israel striking Hezbollah, Hezbollah striking back, Iran jumping in, and then Israel deciding to strike Iran. At the same time, Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu seem to be on different pages with this war. This is a very important facet to understand. Donald Trump's primary incentive right now is to win the midterms, to ramp down this war, and to try to make it go away for the American people. He wants the American people to collectively forget the fact that he spiked our gas prices. So he wants to tone it down. Benjamin Netanyahu, on the other hand, has every incentive to ramp up this war. His entire political career depends on him not going to jail after he's out of power. And right now, his popularity is rapidly waning in the country of Israel. I want to show you this chart right here that's very, very important. Netanyahu has never been less popular in Israel. This gray line right here shows his unfavorability rating. You can see his unfavorability rating, even among people in Israel, even among Jewish Americans, is spiking and spiking and spiking, even in a post-Iran war era, especially in a post-Iran war era. My advisor basically told me the political philosophy of Netanyahu for the past 15 years has been Iran, Iran, Iran. You can look it up. They used to call him Mr. Iran. This was his entire political career and his philosophy. So Netanyahu intentionally built and structured the Israeli military in order to fight Iran, which left them very much so exposed and weak on multiple fronts in Israel, which led to the October 7th attacks, which led to a lot of death and destruction in the region. And Israel then responded incredibly disproportionately, not only in Gaza, but also with the West Bank settlements. It's all despicable. It's all disgusting. They are losing so much goodwill, as they should. But the point is, people in Israel no longer even support Netanyahu because they view him, they view his entire political project as failed, as entirely failed. How do you spend 15 years reshaping the military to go to war with Iran, then leave yourself exposed, and then fail with the war in Iran? His entire political project is done, it's over, it failed, and it's partially due to people like Donald Trump. Even on Fox News, we have a Freudian slip right here coming from Greg Murphy, a Republican congressman in North Carolina. This dude literally says, it's hard to have peace with a belligerent country like Israel. And then he shakes his head and goes, no, I meant Iran. But dog, we know what you actually mean. By the way, if you appreciate these truthful breaking news videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. And let's watch this video here.
Do you agree with that?
No, it's because the Democrats are supporting Iran because literally they hate Trump more than they love the country. I mean, it comes down to that with Hakeem at sometimes. No, this is not easy. Peace is not easy when you have a belligerent country and a belligerent leadership like the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Did you hear that? He said, you have a belligerent country like Israel.
Not easy when you have a belligerent country and a belligerent leadership like the Islamic Republic.
Nope, you said it. You can't take it back. Obviously, he obviously very quickly switched his wording. But what he said there at the beginning was very, very true. Israel has been the belligerent country that has been repeatedly escalating this war, striking Lebanon, striking civilians in Lebanon, and then breaking the ceasefire that the United States is trying to craft with Iran. I use ceasefire lightly. It's not really a ceasefire, but Israel continues to escalate in the region. And this guy is right when he says that Israel's a belligerent country. Now, he's wrong when he says at the beginning that people hate the United States. Listen to this.
Do you agree with that?
No, it's because the Democrats are supporting Iran because literally they hate Trump more than they love the country. I mean,
No. I hate Trump because I love the country. I dislike this administration because I value the United States or the ideal version of it, what it's supposed to be, because I see potential in the United States to actually be an egalitarian society that treats people equally and allows people to have opportunity to become their best selves. We can all see that vision for America, but Donald Trump is pulling us away from that with these endless wars that are expensive, that are hurting us back at home. And this Fox News propaganda is just beyond the pale. Now, 5 days ago, the House passed a war powers resolution. It is now going to the Senate, and I've heard chirps that the Senate may actually get close to passing it this time, and they may pass it. If they do, Donald Trump will immediately veto it, but it's important to point out a few things. This puts immense political pressure on the Republican Party. This makes Republicans have to go on the record once more as this war continues. This hurts them in the midterms, and it sends a massive signal to Trump that this war is failing. Donald Trump posted 4 days ago, after the Democrats got this House War Powers resolution through, he said, yesterday, in a meaningless vote, the House voted four bad Republicans and all the Democrats to limit my war powers right in the middle of my final negotiations to end the war with the Islamic Republic of Iran. Who would do such an unpatriotic thing? I would argue it's the most patriotic thing you can do. And it's really not a good sign when you have the president literally complaining about his war powers being limited. Like, dog, our president is on Truth Social going on unhinged meltdowns because he wants his war powers back. Give me my war powers back. Also, I like how he says that they're in the middle of the final negotiations when 4 days later, the entire conflict sparked up to its worst point again. I mean, look at how insanely comical this timeline is. On March 30th, it says, breaking, President Trump says if Iran's new, more reasonable regime does not strike a deal in short order, he will destroy electric plants. Then, 20 days later, President Trump, if Iran does not sign this deal, the whole country is getting blown up. Then he said, Iran is reportedly close to a deal, but talks could take a few weeks. Then he said, just in, President Trump announces Iran deal shortly. Then, Iran is very close to a deal. Dog, I'm beginning to think that we're not actually close to a deal and Iran is just jerking us around. This brings me on to the letter that was sent to the White House by 35 Democratic senators. Can I be honest really quickly? I'm sick of the letters. I'm sick of Democrats sending letters and thinking that's enough, but I do want to read this just so we can see what they're, you know, right now discussing with the War Powers Resolution. So 35 senators asked the White House, what is the legal basis behind this war? They say, Dear Mr. President, we write to express our strong disagreement with the legal justification presented in your May 1st notification to Congress. Okay. I understand that writing letters is like the status quo or the norm, but we are in a post-norm, post-status quo era. Writing letters expressing strong disagreement is not the way to do it anymore. We need actual enforcement mechanisms with Congress. We need actual mechanisms that allow us to enforce these things rather than just writing strong letters. If Congress passes a law saying the president must stop military action after 60 days and the president simply refuses, then what is that law even worth? At some point, we need a law on the books that can stop Donald Trump. Right now, we don't even know if constitutional limits actually exist because Trump is just skirting Congress every step of the way. So this says, the notification you gave stands in sharp contrast with the text of the War Powers Resolution, the relevant legislative history, domestic and international law, and past interpretations made by the OLC. Now, they go on to say that Pete Hegseth has been repeating this lie over and over about hostilities ending 60 days into this war, but we know that is false. We know the hostilities are still ongoing, are still ramping up, and neither leader, Netanyahu nor Donald Trump, are able to find an off-ramp in any meaningful way. Here is J.D. Vance himself saying that he thinks the War Powers Resolution is like a fake.
Technicality than any disagreement of policy. If you look at the people who actually voted, every single one of them have supported the administration's plan. Second of all, as the president, I believe himself, has already said, every president, Democrat or Republican, believes the War Powers Act is fundamentally a fake and unconstitutional law. It's not going to change anything about how we conduct foreign policy over the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months. And that'll continue to be how we
approach. Oh my God, the bastardization of the Constitution is insane. He's just calling it fake and unconstitutional. Wow. I want to be very clear here. It's not that the United States has ever been like a perfect country in the Middle East, but under Bush and under Obama, a lot of the strikes that were happening in the Middle East were under an authorized use of military force. That AUMF allows us to strike certain countries in a time of war. Much, much different than the AUMF being removed and Donald Trump deciding to unilaterally start a war. Remember, we had to go boots on the ground in Iran due to multiple troops and soldiers being caught there. So just to back up, just to wrap this up overall, this war is illegal. This war is 100 days in, and it is unconstitutional. Donald Trump has been trying to make this argument that hostilities have stopped, therefore the war is over. That's not how it works. Hostilities are still ongoing. We're still fighting in the Strait of Hormuz. The ceasefire isn't really a ceasefire if nobody has actually ceased firing. Do you get what I'm saying? It's all incredibly despicable the way this administration is playing games with a war that is costing us money, costing our future, adding debt to our country, and getting young people killed across the globe. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. Peace out.